Good evening.
Morning.
You know, we were out at the flag and we did that. You guys were so impressive that you stood still and listened. And that means a lot to me, that you guys are wanting to learn more about who God is. And I thank you for your desire to listen, because in that stillness, that's when we can hear best, is when we're still. Would you please stand with me? Prepare your hearts. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the people that have come into our life today. Father, we thank you for the people that become our friends. And we ask, Father, that we would learn to love one another in a way that would be so special that people would see your Son in us through the love that we show to others. I thank you again, Father, for these young Christians raising up to be soldiers in a very challenging world. I thank you, Father, for the leaders who are making a sacrifice to be here, to teach them and love them and care for them. And all of the saints said,
Amen.
Amen. You may now be seated. So tonight I want to do a couple questions and answers, all right? We got Jacob here ready to go. God is love. Now, is there anyone in here that does not know that verse, John 3:16? You don't know it? Oh, you do know it. And what is it? Can you recite it?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
What does that mean?
That if you believe, you will go to heaven and you'll live forever.
And where is heaven?
No one knows.
No one knows. But Jesus said it's close, didn't he? He says it's close, it's near. What is love? Let me ask you guys, what is love? Gabe.
It's caring for one another and being kind.
Caring for one another. Okay. What does caring look like? So what is love? Someone else, give me another illustration of what love is. Whoa, fell over that. Yes, what is love?
God is love.
God is love. That's my first slide, but how would you describe God's love?
Everlasting, never ending.
How do you know that?
Because he's God, he's the one and only. And he loves us. He's our children. We are his children.
So he sent his Son because he loved us. And what is his Son going to do for us?
Die for us on the cross.
Why would he die on a cross for us?
To save us because he loves us so much.
There's a word I'm looking for. Do you know what that word I'm looking for?
He's saving us from sin.
He's saving us from sin. So love is indescribable.
Love is also me.
Is what?
Me.
You. Yeah, you're lovable. What else about love? So how about, and you know, the Bible actually clarifies it. It says, here we go with this funny slide. It says, love is patient. What is patience? You ever been in the car with your mom and the traffic is like jammed up and you're kind of like late for class or maybe your ball game? How do you respond to that? Are you angry? Do you get fidgety? Or are you patient? How about this one? Love is kind. You know, I watched someone here today show kindness to Lexi by making sure that she could get by with her walker. That is what they call kindness, tender-hearted. So love, it's also, we're not to boast. You know, some people, you know what, help me out with this one. What does it mean to boast about something? Okay, we're going to try Judah.
It means to brag.
Okay, what does brag mean?
It means to show off.
Show off. Yeah, so boasting, but aren't, it says, and what does it say here? It's not to be proud. But sometimes cannot we be proud of what we do? Yes, so there's, but being proud or prideful about something you didn't do is boasting. Mm-hmm. But if we achieve something and we are stellar, which we reach the top for that, we should receive to be proud of that. If you finish your classes or your reading assignments, it's okay to be proud of that. But we can't be puffed up and say, oh, I'm better than you, I'm better than Paul, I'm better than this, when you're not. So love is an action that a lot of us have a hard time demonstrating correctly. So love one another means doing what's best for them, even when I don't get the best from ourselves. It's a sacrifice. And so I don't understand why this machine doesn't work well. Love is willingness to sacrifice. Someone, tell me what a sacrifice is.
A sacrifice is you die for someone.
Well, Jesus did that. But, you know, if I have a nice apple pie, and I share it with you, and
you surrender your apple.
And I don't want to share it with you because there's only one piece, I'm going to have to make a sacrifice and cut it in half.
No.
Oh, I know. I didn't want to do that. But that would be a sacrifice. So that's what love is. And so what does it mean to sacrifice? It means you give up something that's special to you so that others would be benefited by it. Jesus Christ did that. He gave up his life for a benefit that we would have eternal life. So he made the ultimate sacrifice. People say, well, how big is love? Love is this big. Jesus stretched out his arms this much to love us. That was a sacrifice he did on the cross. That's how much he loved us. Did Jesus have a choice to go to the cross?
No. Yeah, actually, he kind of did.
He kind of did. He's the Son of God. But why did he go to the cross?
So he'll die for us.
Yeah. But there's another reason why. Yes, Gabe.
To wash away our sins.
How about is because his dad told him to.
Oh yeah.
And what in Philippians 2:8 he says that he obediently went to the cross. That means his father said, son, go save our people. And so he made a sacrifice, willingly went to that cross. At any time he could have said, nope, I'm not going to do it, God. They can all, just like Jonah did, you know, I'm heck with those Ninevites. They're never going to change. No, Jesus didn't do that. No, he didn't. He loves us. He loves us so much that he was willing to do that. Ephesians 2, 4, 5, we know Ephesians 2, 8, for grace you have been saved. But let's look at the beginning of it. But God, being rich in mercy. Mercy is getting something from God that you don't deserve. You did something wrong. You should be disciplined for it. But God's mercy sees past that. Because of the great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, what does that mean? What is dead in trespasses? What is trespasses? You know what a trespass is?
Going to a place you're not supposed to.
The short version of trespass is called S-I-N. Sin. Oh, yeah. When we're dead in our sin, if you keep lying and lying and lying and lying and cheating, you're dead. And so even when we were dead in our sin, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. God gives us that gift of life freely. He gives it to us. And you know what? When you accept that gift, no one, nothing can take you out of his hand. No greater love than the one lay down his life for another. That's what I said this evening. This is the greatest love we have, is to make a sacrifice for others. God created us for a love relationship with Him. But our sin keeps us from that relationship. You know that spirit inside that speaks to us when we've done something wrong? Do you know that spirit? When it talks to you and say you shouldn't have done that? You don't, huh? You don't have a problem with sin then. But even when we're sinning, He still wants to develop that relationship. Remember Jonah? When Jonah didn't want to listen to God and he tried to run away? But God hunted him down, didn't He? God's not going to give up on you. God's not going to give up on me. Praise God. But because God is just, someone must take the punishment for our sins. And this is one of your memory verses, right? Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hang on, Lexi. God is just. He's just means that He will give what people deserve. God disciplines us because He loves us. You know, when I was a child, I lost focus for a minute. My father would say to me, when he disciplined me, I only had to get spanked twice.
Oh, what?
Yeah. The second time was enough for me to realize I didn't want any more of that. My dad had a ping pong paddle. I tell you what, the second time, I tell you what, and you know when my dad cracked my butt with that paddle, he said, son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. I could never figure that out. But as I got older, I realized how much it did hurt. You know what? I think God's tears fell when His son died on the cross. Because He died for us, and His father had to discipline Him. He disciplined His son for our sin. What an incredible God that is. But does God do things unfair or mean? Nope. We deserve what we do. Does it mean we don't go to heaven? Nope. Because the cross covers all sin. But we continue the sin. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, the rock, which is God, which is Jesus, His work is perfect, for all His ways are just. A God of faithfulness, without iniquity and sin, just. So, what is faithfulness? Yes, Gabe?
Like, if you have faith in somebody, would you believe in them to do it? It's like kind of a trust.
It is a trust. And you know, the Bible says, when I'm faithless, God is always faithful. He will never, ever give up on any one of you guys. And I'm sharing this because sometime in your life, you'll be going down Psalm 23 when you're walking that shadow of death. And you're going to wonder, are you alone? And I hope that the teachings you learn here, the foundation of truth, will be established in your heart, that you'll be able to stand firm in even the most difficult places. Because God loved us, He sent His Son Christ for our punishment. 1 John 4:9, for this is the love of God made manifested among us, manifested and made visible. He exposed Himself to the world. That God sent His Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This love. Not that we love God. No, He came here for us. But that He loved us and sent His Son to be the payment for our sin. And so God's love is much stronger and more amazing than our own love that we could ever give to anyone else. He loved us, did what was best for us, even though we were sinners. That's love. When someone does something really bad and you come alongside of them and you say, you know something, Nancy? I still love you even though you took my car keys. We love. We love people even when they've hurt us. So But God is rich in his mercy. He loves us. So I'm going to ask you guys, we'll finalize up with a couple questions in minutes here. Who is Jesus to you? I'll tell you one thing that Jesus is to me. He's my best friend, even when I'm alone.
He's my Lord.
He's our Lord. How about what else? Who's Jesus to you?
My Savior.
He's my Savior. Yes.
He's our Heavenly Father.
He's the Son of our Heavenly Father, but they two are one, so that's kind of a theological question that people debate about. Yes.
He's our Father and he takes care of us.
He takes care of us in all kinds of weather. Does he take care of us in all kinds of weather? Even in the hardest storms?
Yes.
All right, a couple more here. Who's Jesus to you?
He's the King of Kings.
He is the King of Kings. He's Mighty Counselor. He's Almighty God. What else is Jesus? He's the Son. The Son and the Father are one, but each have a different position. Do you understand that? Jesus also is a counselor. He comforts us. He guides us. He loves us. And one of the most important is he's the great physician. He can heal any wound, any hurt. And all you have to do is invite him in. Have you done that? Have you invited Jesus into your heart? I mean, really resided in here, that you call on him? Remember when you stood there for a minute, almost a minute still? Was Jesus talking to you? Mm-hmm. He was talking to me. God, thank you so much. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for the ears that are listening. And Father, I just ask that you would pour your power out on these children, that they would grow up to be mighty soldiers of the cross. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Thank you, guys. There you go.